The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. Shove that straight up your little kid ass. Well, most people can suck it. How far up your ass is your head? Black don't. Black, please, thank you. I'm going to show you my boots.
This son of a bitch. Holy cow.
That joke.
It happens.
I kind of wanted to see the Wang.
I ate ass.
Welcome back to the Club Hour. Injuries. Got one on the text line here that I haven't heard before. This seems pretty painful. Person on the text line says, I recently punched a wall in the garage while walking out the door and didn't see a screw that was there.
Ah.
I was literally stuck to the wall. I could not get my hand out. I could not get it out of my hand, and I was stuck to the wall, and the ambulance had to come and hacksaw the screw from the wall to release me.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's got to be one of those, like...
Why were you punching the wall?
Like, yellow jacket trap situations, like, where you can go in, but then it's, like, stuck and can't come out. Like, how do you...
Well, I think it's one of those things you got to be careful. Like, they say if you get stabbed, whatever, you should leave it in. Like, pulling it out can be worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you could get it out if you just... yanked your arm back. I'm not certain if that's the good thing that you should do or not. That is...
God, I need to know more about this. That sounds horrible.
The closest thing I had, I stepped on a sea urchin. And
those are nasty.
And they break off in your foot.
Yeah.
That's no good. I think that's the only time I've ever been, like, impaled. That was in Hawaii. I just walking along. And I'll tell you what. I pay real damn close attention to where I walk now.
I bet.
Yeah, that's one of those. You get one of those things, and there was like four, like in my foot, and I was
they shard, right?
Yeah,
like splinter kind of.
Yeah, it's awful. It is I'm either a shoesies guy now, and to this day, like even if I snorkel and I see like the black sea urchin, it like freaks me out. I won't go. I'm always afraid that, like the wave's gonna like push me down. It's like gonna go into. It's all kinds of bad.
Yeah, I guess in that same realm as of spiky things, I believe a tequila-related injury. Mm. I was both drinking tequila, and it was the agave plant that got me. You know,
yeah.
You know those like the ones that they spike at the end, the leaves, and when you're in those like dry, arid regions, the tips of those leaves like they almost like harden into like shivs.
Yeah.
And I was like at the bar at the hotel and. Was trying to make room for somebody walking by, and I just backed up into one, and I got one of these things just impaling my calf, and I was like, "Oh!" And I thought someone had like, I didn't think someone had actually stabbed me, but it felt like I got stabbed in the bottom of my leg. I turn around, and there's an agave plant inside me.
Yeah, the jungle is full of nasty little things. It was not a bad injury, but the most sad thing that I've ever had happen to me is I love. Movie quotes.
Okay.
Big fan.
Same.
And there's nothing better than when you end up with a perfect movie line and no one is there to appreciate it, or there is clearly a follow-up and the other person has no idea what you're talking about. We were down in Mexico, and one of the there was a hike you could go through, and it was the jungle that they shot Predator in.
Okay.
And so I was like, what? We get to hike through the Predator jungle?
You gotta do it.
Yeah. So, of course, we're hiking through the Predator jungle, and it's nonstop Predator quotes from me, right, the entire time. And I ended up getting cut on, you're hiking through brush, and it was, again, some sharp little plant, and it cut me, and it even cut me in the arm. And it was like, I was wearing a tank top, and there was, like, some good blood trickling down, and I didn't do anything. I was like waiting. I was like, come on, I mean, I was waiting for her to notice. Because if anyone that's seen Predator, you know where I'm going with this. So I'm just walking as I'm bleeding, and I'm not saying anything. And I'm like,
come on.
It's like 2 or 3 minutes go by, and finally the BTJ turns around, and she goes, oh, my God, you're bleeding. And, of course, there's only one thing to say at that point. I ain't got time to bleed. And I was like, no appreciation for it whatsoever.
And it just was like, what do you mean you don't have time to
bleed? Yeah, she's like, what? We need to take. And I was like, God, just come on. Just one appreciation for it.
That is the perfect damn setup.
It was.
I mean, you could say that for any bloody incident or injury, but you're literally in the Predator jungle.
Waiting. I was like, come on. And she didn't even like, it was like, she. And that was, it wasn't like she was like, oh my God, you're bleeding. She said like, oh, but what happened? And I was like, say you're bleeding. Say you're bleeding so that I can say, I got no time to bleed. And then I got mad and she was like, you're so stupid. And then she didn't care that I was bleeding anymore and probably hit me where I was bleeding. Because I was so upset. I was like, come on. It's like the one good time that you had an injury and I was happy. When I started bleeding, there was part of me.
I had an injury and was happy.
I was. That's the only time I've ever been hurt. And I was like, yeah, I'm bleeding in the Predator jungle. And then I realized it just was sucky because it was, you know, it was kind of dirty and gross. I was like, I hope this doesn't get infected. It went from like cool Predator line to, I hope that doesn't get infected.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too pleasant.
A lot of those, you know, in the jungle, a lot of those sharp little nasty plants.
Yeah. Well, that might be actually a good time for us to segue to our movie and television-themed burglaries. This going on in England, where there have been a series of break-ins at locations that Ted Lasso was shot in.
What?
So I don't know specifically why burglars would care, but they're saying there's no denying that these heists or these break-ins are connected. They were all places featured on the show Ted Lasso.
Okay.
And so, I mean,
isn't
we can
that
get
the most un-Ted Lasso thing ever? Because, by the way,
very much so.
I love Ted Lasso, and normally that stuff is pretty cheesy for me. Ted Lasso was like the most feel-good, like you can't. It's a wonderful pick-me-up sort of thing. And someone's burglarizing the Ted, that's like, you want to talk about tempting karma.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, it's in the Richmond neighborhood, as we know, AFC Richmond. And they believe they've collected over £2 million worth of valuables.
So
from
this is a really fancy area, then.
It's got to be, or at least the flats are.
Because one lady said she lost $250,000 worth of jewelry, which, by the way, if you got $250,000 worth of jewelry at your house, woo.
Well, yeah, it says one of them is reported to have been stolen from the house of the Verve rock star Richard Ashcroft. So famous places, yeah. I guess. But, yeah, on November 2nd, burglars stole valuables from a £3.3 million eight-bedroom house, writes The Sun.
Oh, yeah, these are
nice spots. But even so, I wonder if it's just because people have seen them. Like, can you case a place through the show?
I guess. But, like, I'm seeing the lady has photos of what was stolen. Dude, this is her engagement ring.
Whoa. That's like a Vanessa Bryant looking thing.
That is, I cheated on you, and please don't take half my stuff. I mean, I don't know how many carats that is. That's got to be like a 10-carat ring. Dude, that is enormous.
That is a massive rock.
Well, now we know why $250,000 worth of jewelry was stolen. That's some serious jewelry.
Yeah.
So it is weird that it's all featured on Ted Lasso as opposed to just being rich people with lots
of
really nice
stuff.
Right,
just any homes in this neighborhood. But then that got me down a kind of like a rabbit hole of wondering, okay, if you were going to go, not that you're going to go burglarize places you've seen in movies and film, but if you did, what kind of, I mean, they're clearly just going for
National Treasure, right? Can't we go to Mount Rushmore?
Ooh,
and get that.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Steal the decoration of it.
I was wondering what you would where you'd pillage, what sets, what places.
Well, let's also realize too that are we assuming that I actually have burglary skills?
Yes, yes.
Because quite frankly, I don't think I'm capable of stealing anything. One, I'm very recognizable. Two, I'm very heavy footed. You're gonna hear me coming. And everything's on camera. I don't have the time nor the wherewithal to plan any sort of burglaries. I feel like I'd be like that fat kid that broke into my car and then got caught the very next day.
Yeah.
But if I could, theoretically, go all Hudson Hawk and steal some cool ass, trying to think of like where you would want to steal from it. You would want to do something nice.
Probably something nice.
I think I would do like a Gone in 60 Seconds. I think I'd steal cars.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I don't really like jewelry. I mean, I'm trying to think of something that I actually think would be cool.
Well,
I'm also wondering, not just to see.
Is there stuff from, like if you knew certain locations of, like, Big Lebowski stuff and you could get stuff that was in the movie, like...
I think you probably could. Like, I've been to where they filmed the Big Lebowski. Like, a lot of some of that stuff is gone, but, like, you can go find the Ralphs where they...
Yeah, yeah.
They filmed the Big Lebowski. Yeah. The house, Jackie Treehorn's house in that movie, is a famous...
Isn't it one of those...
Yeah, if you ever watch the Laker games...
What's that guy, Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks like the oldest lesbian in the world. He sits in the front seat of, like, Laker games and, like, Rocket games, and he wears, like, the weird cowboy hat. And he's
Jimmy Goldstein. Yeah, he's a famous architect, and it's one of his houses.
Yeah, it's one of his homes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a famous home. It's been in a bunch of stuff. Yeah, you could do worse. Like, if I could burglarize the Lebowski home, I guess that's...
You'd also get Mr. Lebowski's home. You know, that one where you could get
I'm not gonna lie,
other rugs.
I think that'd be kind of fun. Like, I don't know how much the worth would be.
Yeah.
But if you told me that we were going to break in and just rummage around, You could do a lot worse than rummaging around the set of the Big Lebowski.
Well, I think the top one would be the town. Because you get to go break into Fenway and steal from Fenway.
I was like, the town, that's just like a bunch of crappy apartments in Charlestown.
Dude,
no,
that's,
no,
that's
you
awesome.
Actually go to Fenway. That's a
that's awesome.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, I got a few ones every once in a while.
Yeah, stealing, like breaking into a stadium would also be pretty cool. I'm trying to think of where else, like...
The Home Alone house, the people there would be rich, so you could maybe sell. Because that's in Chicago.
Yeah,
that's a rich part of Chicago.
I just want to steal cars. Like, I like the idea of just stealing celebrity cars. Like, if I could somehow steal the A-Team van, let's go.
Ooh.
Smokey and the Bandits Trans Am. Now we're talking. Plus, then it's cool. I can get into a high-speed chase, like peel away.
Someone here says they just want to break into Patty's Pub, but they think there's never more than $5 in the register, which is probably true. Just go have a beer.
I don't think there is a Patty's Pub.
No, I don't believe it's an actual place.
I don't
right?
think it's an actual place. Yeah. Like Cheers isn't an actual place either.
Yeah, there is
a Cheers bar.
There's a place. Yeah, there's a place that you can go where they shot the interior scenes of Cheers, and there's the Cheers bar that has the Cheers sign out front that
yes,
they used for
but it's not.
The purposes of, like, this is what the outside of our bar looks like, but there's not really a place that marries those two things.
No, which I'm surprised that there isn't.
Yeah.
You would think that someone, although now that show's so old, maybe it would have just, you know, wouldn't have been worth it. But yeah, something like that would be slick. Someone said I would burglarize Tony Stark.
Oh, not bad.
The man that again, I'm assuming that's that Hillside Mansion is. I don't even know.
It's real. I think you can rent it.
Is it real?
I've seen it on one of those like Instagram famous people houses things.
Like a Scrooge McDuck money vault.
Ooh, yeah. Somebody here on the text line says the answer is simple: the Richie Rich vault. I did like that movie, Richie Rich, back when I was a kid. And yeah, there were some cool toys in there.
The Billy Madison house, maybe?
Oh.
That'd be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe it'd be it is weird when you see the idea that someone lives there. And, like, sometimes it's a problem. Like,
The
Goonies one. That person was a real bitch about the whole thing. I think they sold it to someone that's actually cool. The Breaking Bad house in New Mexico, they had to sell that because people kept throwing pizzas up on the roof.
Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed about that, too.
They got all pissy about that. Yeah, the Ferris Bueller home, the one out in the suburbs of Chicago, Cameron's home, Home Alone house. When you're in San Francisco, you can go see the full house.
Nine times.
Home. Yep. And I think people embrace that. I think there's a little plaque out front, if I remember.
You know what? That's by the Painted Ladies in San Francisco. Yeah. Those houses are so freaking expensive that you could get yourself a nice haul if you broke into some of those.
Yeah, that's right. Someone's saying the Cheers bar is actually the Bullfinch Pub.
That's right.
That, I mean, that is the actual...
Where the bar is.
Where
and then
the
there's
bar
the place
is.
That says Cheers. That's
the
exterior shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you go, do you go to the Bullfinch Pub? Is that like the closest... when you walk into that place, does that look like Cheers?
I don't know, because I've only been to the one that's like across the street from the park that just has the outdoor sign. Like, so I went into that bar because it had the Cheers sign out front, and they have Cheers coasters inside, but it wasn't the inside of the show.
I'm trying to, because I would go to that. Like, that's one that, I'm a little cheesy like that. I would go and drink in, if there was a bar that was Cheers, even if it wasn't named that, I would go to that bar.
Yeah.
It's like when I the first time I went to Disney World, and they have a Disneyland too, when they did the Star Wars theme. All I want to do is go drink at the Star Wars Cantina. I was like, let's go. I get a chance, though, and that's where I was asked to leave. But still, it was, I was very unfair of them being asked to leave. But the Star Wars Cantina, like, that was cool to go and actually drink because it looks like the cantina at the beginning of Star Wars.
Fine, I'll take my mushroom trip elsewhere.
Just look, I'm just saying. I thought that was, I think I was profiled. There's no way I have to order food and there's a drink maximum and my Bud Light's counted towards. Get out of here. I think that was a made-up rule. I think it was a made-up rule for a guy with a weird beard and an arm in a sling. It was there on his own. I didn't appreciate that, Star Wars land. Where's the fat lady suing Uber?
Yeah.
Can I sue Star Wars land? Can I sue
Disney?
For Disney?
Yeah.
For telling me that I was not welcome in their cantina? I need to find out, if there is actually a drink maximum or if that was made up.
Let's get to know Miss Dank DeMoss, I think is her name, yes. and find out about her claims and what she thinks she's entitled to, because you're right, this may have parallels with your 86ing out of the Star Wars cantina.
I'm going to do some, maybe I need to call the advocates on this one.
Ooh,
I
feel like I've been get wrong. Donakin on the
case. I feel
case.
Like I've been wrong.
That's a good call. We'll get to the Lyft lawsuit story with rapper Dank DeMoss next on The Fan.
Duke is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, I got some bad news.
A little self-correction in order.
Yeah, I no longer have a lawsuit on my hands. I thought I was going to get my hands on some of that Disney money, and it turns out there is indeed. I looked up the Oga's Cantina in Star Wars, and it does say that there is a 2-drink maximum per guest.
Mm.
And then someone on the Vancouver Ford text line, I was just at Disneyland 2 weeks ago and was told, indeed, there's a 2-drink maximum. Son of a gun.
Wait, so...
Really, a 2-drink? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why have alcohol?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cantina. So if you don't know, I was at Disney World by myself. And I was excited that Disney had beer. Like I didn't think Disney had alcohol.
I think for a long time they didn't. And then I want to say they opened up California Adventure, and then it became something that they, I think, started doing everywhere.
So, I was just roaming on my own. And I was after I had a major surgery, so I was in a sling. So I had been drinking.
Was this after you tore your pec?
I tore my pec. And so I was medicated and was having some beverages as I was wandering around. And I made my appointment for the cantina. You have to, like, it's a huge deal. You have to, like, set it out, like, hours out in advance. And so I had to make my appointment for, like, 4. And at that point, I had already eaten, and I was having some drinks, and I walked into the cantina. I had 2 Bud Lights. I had one in my back pocket because I was just getting 2 at a time. And that's when I walked in, and I ordered my drinks, and the lady brought me my drinks, and then I didn't want food. I was like, no, I just want to have some drinks. And that's when she told me that there was a 2-drink. I've met my 2. And then she shamed me and she said she actually saw you come in with 2 Bud Lights. So technically, I shouldn't let you drink at all. And she said, if you're not ordering food, I need you to finish these 2 drinks and leave. And I was like, I just got here. And she was like, she was very rude and basically told me that I needed to finish my drinks and leave. Or if I wanted to, she could, like, take back my drinks and say that my 2 Bud Lights were my drinks and kick me out.
Wow.
Because I was like, are you serious? Like, they're 2 drinks? And it's not like they were, like, strong drinks either.
You got told what's up.
I did get told what's up. And so, yeah, I got booted out of the cantina for questioning the 2-drink. I thought it was an arbitrary thing that she just looked at me and was like, I don't like the look of this guy. Which, by the way, is probably fair. I probably looked very unsavory at that point. Still, I thought it was very wrong of her to be so judgy, but it turns out maybe I owe her an apology because there is indeed a 2-drink maximum.
Text line telling us that Applebee's has a 3-drink maximum. LOL, my uncle got in a fight at one and the kids were crying.
They do not have a 3-drink maximum.
That can't be right. Don't they do their, like, dollaritas and all that?
I've definitely had more than 3 drinks at the Applebee's.
Well, that's... you know what? They probably have a 3-drink maximum if it's obvious you've had 3. I bet that's just there as a parachute to let themselves get off the hook for not having to serve you anymore.
I guess Applebee's is, like, it's a big mingling spot for, like, divorcees.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like kind of like the mid-40s to 50s pickup spots. Kinda.
Yeah, like if you're a recently divorced dad, you don't have a lot going on, go hang out at the Applebee's. Apparently, that's where That's where you pick up the lonely ladies.
Hall Pass wasn't lying in that movie when they go to Applebee's.
Oh, is that where they're going then?
They're like, where should we go? Applebee's? No. I don't see any women here. Maybe Chili's.
I met a I met someone on a dating app, obviously many, many moon ago, and I was like, where do you want to meet? She was like, well, let's grab a drink. I was like, all right. So I was thinking, like, what bar? And so I got a couple bars in Vancouver. I'm mostly a Portland bar guy.
Jerry's Tavern.
But she was from Vancouver. And she goes, do you know, where do you want to go? And I said, well, I can go anywhere. I said, most of my bars are in Portland, but I know a couple spots. And she goes, why don't we meet at Applebee's for a drink? And I thought she was kidding. I was like, what?
The one over by the Y?
I was like, are we really? Like, are you serious?
And she was serious.
She was dead serious.
Did you go to Applebee's?
She was like, oh, yeah, I love it there. She's like, it's a great spot. And I was
like, what is the draw?
Cheap drinks?
Cheap.
But can't you find cheap drinks at places that aren't Applebee's?
Let me just say, that is a, no offense to anyone, but that's a giant red flag. But I was like, all right. I'm like, we're meeting at Applebee's. So we met at Applebee's, and yeah, like, she knew the bartender. Like, I guess she like hangs out there. And dude, it was a scene. There was a ton of people on dates, or there,
it's popping off, huh?
Or they're mingling. That Applebee's in the Couve, I'm telling you, it's like, it's a full-on spot, and there, it's all.
It's pretty wild to me.
Yeah, it's no young people. I didn't see the Will Ortners there, but there were plenty of people that were about my age, and a lot of dudes wearing like khakis and white socks that were at the Applebee's looking to score.
Just an FYI, I have been kicked out of that Applebee's.
Nice, but that was that because you were having too many all-you-can-eat riblets?
I ate too many chicken wings.
Many chicken wings. There you go.
They used to in college. There was one in Spokane. And so when I'd go visit my buddy at Eastern, they used to sell Long Island iced teas for $2.
Hell yeah.
As a part of their happy hour. So we'd start there, and then we'd go out elsewhere. But yeah.
I want to say when I was in college, Taylor's had $2 Long Islands on Friday nights. And so go down there with a $10 bill, and you are good to go.
Yeah, I will say that I do recall. That's the only time I've been to the bar at Applebee's. But I do recall, as I'm picking up the tab, I do remember having a couple of cocktails and thinking to myself, like, and when the tab came, I was like, oh, my God.
It's not too bad.
Like, this is it. Now, this was many moon ago, but cocktails are expensive now. Not at the Applebee's.
They're cheap out there, man.
Textline wants to know, what was the price of the Bud Light at Disneyland?
I don't remember.
I mean, was it like a, they're gouging you like a ballpark, or was it not that bad?
No, I would say it was like probably like $10.
Okay. So bad, but not horrible.
More expensive than the cocktails at Applebee's?
Yes. There you go.
I remember they had like, the Star Wars land where I was at, they had like $8 or $10 Bud Lights. And then, you know, in the new Star Wars where Luke drinks the weird milk?
I have not seen the new Star Wars.
Yeah,
so
I don't know
what I'm talking about? They had, that was the only alcoholic beverages that I saw. They had Bud Lights. I think you could get Bud Heavy as well. Like that Bud Heavy, Bud Light, and then they had like their slushy drinks. It was like whatever that creature was in that Star Wars movie that like Luke was suckling at its teat. It was those. So they had like a white one, a blue one, and something else. And they were basically like pina coladas. And they had like no alcohol in them whatsoever. That's what was available at the Star Wars
line. Gotcha.
So I just was drinking Bud Lights. But just be aware, in the cantina, two drinks, and if you don't eat, they get very, very pissy at you and tell you to leave.
It's not really a cantina, is it?
Well, no. It just seems so pointless. And I get it, it's a family spot, but the only, like, you're there at a cantina. You should be there to drink. And two drinks? Like, what? Who is this for? Is this for, like, 100-pound, like, it should be by size. Like, you should weigh. Like, for every, like, for every 100 pounds, you should get two drinks.
If you're over 30 on the BMI, you can have four drinks.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of BMI, rapper Dank DeMoss, reportedly around 550 pounds, she was denied a rideshare. A ride that she says she could have fit in. Does she have a case? We'll discuss next. Here's Will with SportsCenter.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back to the club. Story that we've been meaning to get to for a couple days now, but Detroit rapper Dank DeMoss is her name.
Now, whenever I hear these stories and I, you know, I feel this is this way in all music genres, but I feel like rap and hip hop especially, they always say like rapper. Is this, Does anyone know who this is, or is this a person that put out like an album on SoundCloud and calls themselves a rapper?
That's what I'm actually in the process of trying to figure that out right now, because I've never heard of this.
Nor have I, but person. I am not into this music, so I'm open to the idea that Dank DeMoss is great and that people love her, but I just feel like a lot of times, like, these things, like, oh, country artist, and then you're like, dude, you are not a country artist. Like, you put out an album that you made in your basement once. You know, there's the difference between being an artist and actually someone that anyone has heard of or listened to, or are you just a big gal that likes to rap occasionally in your spare time?
Yeah, I'm looking at her YouTube page now. She's got 8,000 subscribers. She's posted 113 different videos. She has
8,000. Okay, so she's not a real rapper.
It would not appear
so.
Dude,
if you have 8, no offense, but if you have 8,000 is your subscribers, you're not, you know.
I think we have like 4,000 subscribers for our YouTube channel, which just started like last year.
Exactly. So no offense, Dank DeMoss, but I don't think you're blowing up the charts. But all right. I wanted that established before we went forward.
Well, here is the incident in question. She shared a video on Instagram on January 19th that captured an interaction with her and a Lyft driver who denied her a ride. The driver locked the doors and rolled down the window and said, "I'm sorry, I got no space. My car is small." She said, "I can fit in this car." He said, "Believe me, you can't, so I'm sorry. I'm going to cancel the ride. You're not going to be charged."
Yeah, boy.
And she says, "You're telling me I can't get a Lyft because I can't fit in your car? So are you really telling me I'm too big to get in your car, so I've got to order another Lyft?" And the driver responded, "Yeah, you need to order a bigger car." Then, let's see. He basically just left. And apparently she, because of this, was not able to make her cousin's birthday party.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, I'm just reading the news, man.
You couldn't call another Lyft that would come and pick you up 5 minutes later, and you missed a birthday? Stop it.
According to the complaint, she paid for a Lyft ride from her residence to a football watch party at her cousin's home. The driver then arrived in a Mercedes-Benz sedan. She tried to enter the vehicle. He locked the doors and drove away. She said that she's fit in that kind of vehicle before, but he drove off. She was unable to attend her cousin's party. As a result, suffered stress, humiliation, mental anguish, and emotional damage, the complaint said. The defendant Lyft, through its agents, representatives, and employees, said they... Oh, okay, so defendant Lyft, through its agents, representatives, and employees, unlawfully discriminated against the plaintiff on her weight, treated her differently from similarly situated individuals based on weight, and allowed the plaintiff to be subjected to unlawful harassment based on her weight. They're essentially arguing here that this is no different than denying someone a ride because of their race or gender.
Have you seen the car?
What kind of car was it?
It's a compact car.
I thought it said a Mercedes sedan. Is it not actually a sedan?
It looks to me like in this picture, it's more of a compact. Because she
posted this on TikTok.
And he's saying, like, you need to get an XL car. A sedan would be an XL car.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
I would assume.
I'm trying to see what the car we're dealing with here.
Also, I do think it is important to note that her Instagram handle is Paid Fat Queen.
Yeah. So it's part of her thing.
Aren't we?
Here's the thing.
Am
this
I,
is where
am
I think
the only one that thinks that like you can refuse service to anyone? Like if you show up and I'm S house drunk,
saying I don't like you because you're too fat is different than saying you can't physically fit here. Those are.
I hope she gets no money out of this whatsoever. Look, I understand that being a big person sucks. Totally get it. You seem to embrace it. It seems to be part of your thing. It's in your profile, right? She says she's like, what?
Yeah, it's like her Instagram handle.
This goes back to like the airplane seat.
Here's the car, by the way. I don't know if you can see it here, but it's a
four-door.
Appears to be a four-door. Let's see what the back. Well, they're not showing the back.
But it's small.
It's small.
It's like my Toyota Camry, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would assume that as a Lyft driver, that is your car.
Yes,
right? It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's your car. Why do I have to let anyone in my car? I'm an independent contractor, I would assume, for Lyft. Why don't I have the ability to look at anyone and be like, well, I don't like your attitude, or I don't like this, or I don't like that, and say, you need to find a different lift. Now, who was the councilwoman got booted out of hers? Remember up in Richfield, it was Joanne Hardesty.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm pulling over. He's like, I'll call you another lift, and this one didn't work out. And she's like, no, you're going to take me. He's like, no, I'm not. It's a free country. You don't have to take anyone for a ride. And I don't know. I just find that to be ridiculous. And she's now suing.
Well, yeah.
This is, you're just trying to get
it. She hasn't left her place because she felt some type of way. And listen, she's leaning into it really hard. And
she said, I've been in cars smaller than that. Okay, that's your opinion. This guy didn't think you could fit in. Said, I want to know that I hurt my feelings. I understand that your feelings are hurt, but you don't get money because someone hurt your feelings. You just don't. Sorry.
Yeah, she says, I was embarrassed and felt some type of way about it.
Well, I'm sure she was embarrassed. I've broken chairs before at parties, and I've been very embarrassed. If you're a big guy, you've broken a piece of furniture in your time. It's a terrible feeling. It's an awful, awful feeling.
Broke a couch once.
Yeah, it's no good. You know, I've had that, like, you go to get in the dentist chair, and you're like, oh, my God. It's like, is there an XL dentist chair? You know, like, we've all had that. Being big kind of sucks.
Her attorneys said in a statement, refusing someone transportation based on their weight is not only illegal, but also dangerous. Imagine the consequences if Mrs. Blanding or Ms. Blanding were unable to seek shelter after the driver left her stranded. This could have ended even worse.
I believe he got fired, too. I don't believe he can drive for Lyft.
Really?
Really?
I didn't see that. It says it here at the end of the article that Lyft noted they cannot comment on specific incidents involving pending litigation.
Dude, that pisses me off. We are such a bunch of crybabies now. That is such an asinine thing. I'm sorry. Like, if you're too fat to fit in something and someone looks at it and is like, I don't want that. I don't want you in my car. That is not, no one violated. It's not your right. That is a private company with a private car. Like, I don't have it. I have a sedan.
The only thing that's in question is whether she was discriminated against or not. Because if you pull up and you don't like the look of someone and you say no, that's discrimination. But if you say, I don't think that you fit, that's different, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
It's your car. It's like when we got into the whole airline thing. It is not your right to get on an airplane. It's just not. That just stuns me. I hope she gets $0. I really hope. And the sad part is they're going to settle, and they're going to give her a bunch of cash. Did it say what she's suing for, how much?
Let's see here. I did not see a dollar figure in either of the two articles.
I hope she gets jack squat, and that Uber or Lyft, whichever one this was, Lyft, right?
Lyft.
I hope they actually are willing to litigate it. Because the problem is that all these companies just are willing to settle now because it's not worth it. And so everyone just keeps getting money off these crappy lawsuits. It was like we did one not too long ago with Rob. The guy sued because of... Oh, God, what? We just talked about a lawsuit not too long ago. There was a guy that sued, and it was absolutely ridiculous. Oh, the razor.
The guy
was shaving, and he cut himself shaving, and he sued and got $6,000 because he cut himself shaving.
No, didn't he get $6 million?
No, it was like
$6,000.
Oh. It was like $6,000. And so to that company, they were like, fine, here's $6,000. It's not worth us to litigate it. But then it just encourages this. It encourages this behavior. What's wrong with when someone's like, hey, you know what? You're going to have to call another Lyft. You know what you do? You call another Lyft. And you get a bigger car. Well, because we were down in Scottsdale and for the Bear Jackson, and there was four of us. So we kept ordering XL Lyfts. And the three guys that I was down there with, Liquor Rick is a small man. Liquor Rick's tiny. But my three buddies that I'm with are girthy individuals. So we would, everywhere we went, we ordered Uber XLs. And let me tell you, not every XL is created equal. So we had a Lexus RX that showed up to pick us up. And my buddy who's a cop, he could not get into he's like, whoa, I have a third row. No, none of us could get into the third row. I mean, it was nightmare fuel. So... Could then we sue and be like, well, your XL isn't XL enough. Like, we didn't fit in the car. We could not fit in the back seat of that. But you know what? You don't sue. You just say, I need to order a
bigger. Yeah, you don't sue for him telling you that my car was XL when it wasn't. Because that would essentially be the same thing. You said your car was XL. Well, you can fit in here, can't you? Well, no, we can't. Well, that's your opinion. Well, just, like, it's
in this idea that like fat is the same thing as being black. No, it is not. And as someone that has battled, my whole family is bigger people. And I've been fatter and I've been skinnier. I've been everything from 220 in my adult life to 330. So I appreciate it. But guess what? When you wake up black or Jewish, you are black and Jewish. When you wake up fat, you can do something about it. You really can. So that is ridiculous. To say that it's the same as being discriminated against for race, bite me. If I'm on that, I want to be on that jury. And just so you know, if I'm on that jury, $0. Zero.
The text line says, weight or body size is not a protected class. Fat people can be discriminated against. Actually, in this case, nay. Apparently, the Michigan Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act says that under the law, refusing someone transportation due to their weight is no different than refusing someone transportation based on race or religion. So
what
Michigan law says. Oh. So,
but if you can't fit in, are we going to have to do an OJ? Is she going to have to get her big ass in the car?
They're going to have to bring the body of this Mercedes sedan into the courtroom and have her try to fit inside?
I think she knew that this was a law, and she's been waiting.
Well, there's a reason she's filming it.
Yeah, she knew what was happening.
She was filming the interaction as it happened from the start, which means, like, you always start filming later once the incident's begun, usually, right? Like, if you're taking a video, like, I think she was ready for this.
She was prepping for this, and you know what else she thinks this is going to do for her?
Help her rap career?
Help the music career.
Yeah.
She sucks.
Oh, do you have any of your music? On your iPod?
Hers?
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't listen to Dank Damas?
No, today was Iron Maiden.
Mm. Oh, there you go. You run into the hills, are you, Will?
I
did run into the trills, and then I hung out with the Hooper. The Trooper. I am tired. I know. I know what you meant.
Will, I do have questions for you about Kendrick Lamar and Super Bowl betting his halftime performance. Maybe we'll get to that next as we wrap up the club. 1080 The Fan.
And soon.
I'm going to kick some butt, I'm going to drive big truck, I'm going to roll this road, I'm going to kick some ass with a little ass, I'm going to kick a little ass. Rock, flat, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Yeah, Vancouver text line says, dude, I'm 6'7", 375, recent XO line. I've always ordered an Uber XL and have been turned down a couple of times. I have no problem with it and understand. Exactly.
And that's how people should react.
My dude's a giant human being, and sometimes you show up and the guy's like, dude, this isn't going to work. So
yeah, so for Miss Dank Damas, maybe just, well, that sucks. I guess I got to order a number. Order another is the correct.
I wasn't able to attend the party. What, there's no other Lyfts?
Yeah, he told her to just call another one.
And I would also like to point out that I understand that Uber XLs are more expensive. You know what else is more expensive? Bigger things.
Yeah.
Tends to be that way. If you can't fit in something like a first class seat that you may have to order on an airplane because you're too big to fit in a coach, yeah, that's going to be more expensive. You don't get to say, hey, I get the first class seat because my big ass can't fit in the coach. Therefore, you give me the first class seat at the same price as the coach. That's not the way that works.
Now, this is a different, and I understand, I guess, both sides of the issue here. Someone in the text line saying they're having problems with Uber drivers refusing blind people because drivers don't want the guide dogs in the car.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, if you're a driver, I think you probably have the right to say, I don't want pets in my car, but you probably can't deny the right of a blind person from a discrimination standpoint.
Yeah, I don't know what you... Yeah, that's a sticky one. I mean, honestly, if I was driving, I wouldn't want a dog in my car either.
And maybe there's some... I mean, I would think that the option you could toggle on is, like, maybe there's a no pets under any circumstance thing that, like, a setting that a driver could turn on saying, like, I just can't do those rides or I won't do those types of rides, but does that fall under discrimination? I don't know.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that one, but I don't think you can. I think guide dogs, like, I think they can go anywhere. So that's more of a sticky wicket sort of situation. What if you're allergic to the dog?
And people are.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, if you're allergic to a dog, that's...
And then pet dander sticks. Like, Just because one person comes in your car and leaves doesn't mean that you're not still going to have issues with dog hair, dog fur, pet dander, whatever.
I don't know what you do with that.
I feel like that's one where you can just have the conversation of like, hey, I am your Uber driver. I'm allergic to a dog. I know that you have a seeing eye dog.
Can we cancel the ride and get you another one or something like that?
We'll make sure like you get it refunded. Like, this is just something that I can't do. Most reasonable people would be.
Yeah, the problem is that, again, what you said, reasonable. That's the thing is.
And most people are reasonable, but what you have in the litigious society that we have is the people that are on the fringes going out of their way to create lawsuits when it doesn't necessarily fit them.
Yeah, it's like, that's the problem is. It's like the big guy that texted in, the guy that's the XO lineman. Like, that's a reasonable human being that just says, you know, hey, man, I'm too big, and, you know. But what happens is that people are waiting for any reason to lose their ass. At the first sign of you've wronged me, at the first sign of you violated my rights, then we immediately go to...
Where's
my money? This is outrageous, and you got to make a huge... I see it. You see it all the time. You see it in lines at banks. You see it in lines at restaurants. The first time someone gets told something that they don't want to hear, we've now come to the point where our reaction is to just lose our S.
Go over the top. Yeah.
As opposed to being like, hey, well, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, go about my way. Or especially in something like that, like, you just get a different one. You know, like... Again, rideshare didn't work out. There's lots of other rideshares.
That Lions watch party was not waiting for anyone. That
No, it wasn't. Oh, by the way, apparently we had a helicopter and a plane crash outside of the D.C. airport.
Yeah, I just saw that on the text line. Regional airliner out of Kansas, mid-air collision with helicopter in D.C. down in the Potomac.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Yeah, not good. So we got so helicopter and a plane. Isn't that I wonder if one of them was not on, like... I mean, it had to be not where they're supposed to be. I thought we had air traffic control for all that stuff.
Maybe we'll find out tomorrow in the news when Isaac is back. Presumably,
unless we get the scratchy throat.
We'll see about that. Thanks to Suk for having me in. Thanks to Ortner for doing the heavy lifting behind the glass. You've been listening to Primetime on 1080 The Fan. We will be back tomorrow, 3 to 7. Good night, everybody.